Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney,
but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I am the founder of Gear Media Studios, a content creation studio with the focus on podcasting.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities who tell their stories about their business journey and also share helpful insights about the successes that they've had. And now it is time for intellectual property news.
Yeah, so we're revisiting something that we spoke about a couple of months ago or so. Somebody pirated a whole bunch of books, didn't pay anything for them, and Anthropic went through and uploaded them all to its database and then used it to give answers to AI queries and got sued by the book authors. There was a class action lawsuit. So it said they took pirated copies of their works to train as chatbot.
Yeah, they took over 500,000 books and they just uploaded them to their database. And they were all pirated books, and the company knew that they were pirated books. And the first part of the case was, well, is using this copyrighted content transformative in the sense that they've taken the material and turned it into something new when they use it to respond to queries? The court said, yes, that's allowed under copyright law. But the court came back and also said that using pirated copyrighted material is a no-no. So they were going to have a hearing on this. It turns out that they've reached a settlement, which means that it's about $1.5 billion in settlement, which sounds like a lot, but it really means that each author gets about $3,000, which is probably more than they would have gotten if they had actually sold the book. But it still kind of seems a little bit on the light side, considering all the money that Anthropic is going to be making using this content.
Right, but if they had had to buy all those books, then people still would have gotten compensated somewhat.
Right.
So it feels like this is a little bit of a win because Anthropic did have to pay something. It couldn't just take people's information and use it. And that's the big fight right now.
Yeah,
right?
And we were talking about this in the cab on the way over to the studio. And you were like, oh, this is a precedent, right? This is a precedent for future disputes. And it is. I mean, hopefully the AI companies will compensate authors and creators for their graphics and their written content and their movies and their films. But what about all the other stuff like the blog posts and all the other content that's out there that is maybe not so quantifiable? I mean, you can look at a book and you can say, oh, okay, well, this is has an author. It's very easy to, you know, kind of connect the AI to the book. But what about all the other stuff, like all the Facebook data, for example, that they mine? And all the Instagram data. There's no compensation for that.
I don't know. It's going to be a tough one.
Yeah. Well, one of the Anthropic executives said if the court had awarded full damages for this, they'd be out of business. So their business model is built on using stolen content. And it's the only way that they can stay in business, at least at this point.
I wonder if you took a page from a book and you put it into AI and said, could you rearrange this to make it sound like mine? Would it happen? And could you use that?
That's a good copyright
law
question.
Well, that's the question of, is it transformed? So if it takes it and rewrites it and says it differently, that, according to the court, is a legitimate transformation, and it's okay. But if you use the underlying book or page and that's copyrighted, you have to first compensate the author for that.
I think it's going to be easy enough to get it to similar. And use it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
I mean, that's part of the reason why they're all focused right now on using Reddit and Wikipedia and why Elon came out and said, we're going to make our own Grokopedia, like last week, right? Is because who owns Creative Commons? Like, that's what they're essentially looking for, right?
Right.
Like, how do you monetize that?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure that adds a lot of credibility to the AI business. You relying on Reddit, right?
It is creating jobs, though, for the lawyers.
Yeah, we're very happy that there's so much, you know, so much disputed in all this.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant Rissakat Busari, and our social media powerhouse Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.